Jessica Polalangi is kindly with us for a kōrero. And Jessica is the GM at the Arts Foundation. And the Foundation Laureate Tamaiti has explained his art experiences, knowledge and aspirations in front of a 200-strong audience in Rotorua for a program called All In for Art. E waka toi e ke noa nei tātou. And the program is a collaboration between the Arts Foundation and Creative New Zealand, in which artists travel the country and promote and foster the arts at a community level. Jessica Polalangi is with us for a kōrero on that front. Hey, Jessica, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.
How are you, Dale?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jessica. We love Tami. Tami used to be a DJ on our show, on our radio station here. And he used to
That's awesome.
He used to play all these backbeats that he nicked from George FM, and he'd come out here and do his little let's listen to this one. You know, Tummy is such a character. Tell us about his art, his kōrero, and how it was received, please.
So we invite a laureate to come to each of our breakfast events. So he was very kind enough to join us in Rotorua, and we were at the Sir Howard Morrison Centre. We were having a lot of kōrero before he went and did a speech, and he said, "Oh, what should I talk about?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, why don't you talk about all the kōreros we've had about art and activism and how art is such a great vehicle to have conversations and be challenging and confront some of the things that are really, you know, hard to talk about but bring communities together." And so, yeah, his whole kōrero was really talking about how art saved him and how it's really been this constant thread throughout his whole life. And what he enjoys is the sort of discovery of new mediums and genres and new ways to communicate to audiences, which I think is really what it's all about. So, yeah, it was really, really awesome. And he went back into his back catalogue and talked about all these performance art pieces he'd done of setting cars on fire and, you know, just and not really knowing. I mean, that's part of a wider art history movement that may have started in the States called movements of, you know, sort of happenings. So, yeah, I think even though he's been on his own journey, a lot of his art practice has probably tied into lots of international and global movements that have happened. But I really love that actually his whole way of moving through the world is like an art form.
Yeah, I spoke with him too. He was invited to Shanghai 50 years ago. I recall his art pieces too that you just touched on, the burning cars on the way into Ruatoki. I recall him in the, a lot of it is performative art and deliberately challenging theatrical, as when the Crown visited the settlement of Ruatoki and they came from the hills and you know, put on this amazing display to the Crown when their treaty issues were being thrown around. I think Tame might have gotten a bit of a bother too because he shot the flag, if you recall. So, and then there's the I Will Not Speak Māori kaupapa. Mm-hmm. As an artist, is he any good?
I think your art's a bit like beauty, you know, to the eye of the beholder.
Jessica, very diplomatic response.
What I love is his curiosity. You know, like I love any artist that wants to keep exploring and keep pushing themselves. So, you know, yes, he's been making for a long time, but, you know, even going into a new medium of painting and using that as a way to communicate to the next generation, I think has really been interesting. He's always up for a collab, which I think is really cool, you know, seeing him collaborate with other artists and what comes from that. So, you know, he's been having a long relationship with Lemi Ponafasio, a Samoan theatre practitioner who is working through movement and body. So, yeah, I think he has an incredible ability to bring people together. And, yeah, I mean, I think that the shooting of the flag, which he's so famous for, infamous for, you know, like, it was theatrical. You know, like, he said, "I know that I can't take on the whole Crown entity, but, like, this was a way to, you know, get something across, you know." And I think that's what he's so good at, is communicating those ideas and using art to do that and to challenge us.
You can make statements artistically that you probably might be arrested for if you made them in general public. I've spoken about this with comedians as well, Jessica. You can really broach some very uncomfortable subjects with humour, and I'm picking with art as well, as a safe space for social and political commentary. Speak to that for a moment, please.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like sometimes the art form and the vehicle of using it is, it can be subtle. So there can be incredible amounts of nuance. Some can be very confronting and hit you in the face, and then others will you'll have to ruminate and marinate on that for a bit, and then you're like, oh, okay, I understand that now. So I think it has this incredible ability for us to, you can go softly or you can go quite hard, which I think is the beauty of it. It can also, include a lot of people, so it can be a more accessible way to have a conversation sometimes. I think people think art is inaccessible when it's in galleries and things like that, but that's only one form of art. That's only one sort of refraction of it. So much of everything in our everyday lives, owes itself to arts and creativity. But yeah, I agree. And I think stand-up comedians is an art form too. It's sort of a performance art in itself. It's solitary and it's like a monologue in some ways, but like there is this need and requirement for people to be extremely quick and witty and have an interesting way to see the world, which I think art gives us that too. It gives us that portal to view how other people might see things.
Tēnā koe, if you've just tuned in, our guest for this interview is Jessica Polarangi, the Arts Foundation General Manager. Well, one thing about Tame, he's done his time literally. I've spoken with him before. He's been locked up all over our country, and that's why he stands against a lot of the byproduct of colonisation and using art to draw attention to cultural issues. We salute him for that. How did this corridor go down? And tell us about where else this kaupapa is heading, and what other artists you've invited to share kōrero out in the public, Jessica?
Yeah, his kōrero, I think, was he was our final speaker on the day. And so he definitely left us with, I think his kōrero resonated with us afterward. There was this real feeling of vulnerability that I think he shared, which is also what art does. You have to be extremely vulnerable to share some of your most innermost feelings and thoughts. So I think it went down extremely well, and we've been to 8 other places. So we started up in Whangarei and went down to Dunedin. We were in Ōtautahi and we were in Waiharakeke Blenheim. Just recently, on Tuesday, we had one here in Tāmaki, where I live. Moana Maniapoto was our laureate speaker at that, and she was amazing. She really gave us a bit of a G up and said, her words to us were, get off the fence, because it's too crowded. So not only did she share that with us in her kōrero, but she sang away for quite a few, actually, so we were really blessed. It was really awesome to hear her talk about how, we have to do something. We're in times that require us to use our voices and our platforms. So I really felt like inspired, but also I know there's heaps more to do. So it was really great to have her. We also had Shane Carter down in Otipoti, and he too spoke about how the arts is not a luxury, like it's a necessity, and it contributes a lot more to this country than we often give it credit for. We're often thinking about, the business of agriculture and the cultural elements of sport and things like that, but the arts actually put us on a national and international stage. So I've got 2 more to do, one in Whanganui and then one, and we're going to end it in Pōneke in Wellington on the 2nd of May.
Fantastic. Good talking with you, Jessica. Thanks very much for celebrating the contribution of 2 of our loved artists, Soi Tame and Moana, and I'm sure there'll be many more too as this kaupapa rolls out, getting artists closer to us on Civvy Street. Nice meeting you and having a kōrero. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.